As we roll into the last week before Christmas, Mara Claus is back with a sack full of musical goodies for us with Mara's Music Mix. Ho, 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 Mara. What's going on?
I have glitter and rainbows in my sack to spread to you, Steve Goss, this weekend with music. So I'm excited to be here. And I've got the holiday cheer. I love the holidays. Forget the stress. Why don't you go see some music and bring the family? So if you have family in town, Steve, as I know, you're like Gossy Claus, we are going to get you started at Symphony Hall with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. It's a very merry holiday pops. And I like what they're doing. So it's the orchestra, but they also have Atlanta's finest high school students singing along too. So this is great for the whole family. It's also happening on Saturday night. It's a very merry holiday pops, the ASO at Symphony Hall tonight and tomorrow night.
The Atlanta Symphony Christmas show is always something that people love. And here's something else folks like. It's a Charlie Brown Christmas. And it's a tradition in Atlanta now too. There's a couple of guys playing the complete soundtrack of the Charlie Brown Christmas show.
It's still so hip and cool. Around the holidays, even better. So talk about a hipster night out with great jazz Charlie Brown music. Over at the Earl in East Atlanta, Jeffrey Bootser and T.T. Mahoney are going to do the entire score of Charlie Brown's Christmas. So you can get your, French fries and cheeseburger and get in the mood for the holidays with the Charlie Brown music. Vince Charlie is always so great. What character do you identify with the most, Steve?
Well, I think I identify with Charlie Brown because I had a sweater like that, with that the funny stripe.
And that's tonight and tomorrow night at Charlie Brown Christmas at the Earl in East Atlanta.
Old hippies in Atlanta, I know some of them, will remember the Hampton Grease Band from the late 60s. These guys used to play for free in Piedmont Park alongside the Allman Brothers and other bands back in the day. And Colonel Bruce Hampton is still alive and well. God bless him.
You talk about this with such glee and positivity. I feel like you were there with a flip-flop and a puka bead, Steve. You were a part of this. Yes, Colonel Bruce Hampton is someone who you see around town a lot. He may be, hanging out with Widespread Panic or doing different things with jam bands, but you can see him in an intimate room, the Red Light Cafe, right there in Amsterdam in the Morningside, Virginia Highland area. You ain't believing what we missing. For Atlanta, he's kind of the god of the jam bands. Would you agree?
Yeah, far out. That's all I gotta say.
Far out, man.
Well, Mara, I want to wish you a great holiday. Hope you and yours enjoy this time together and eat, drink, and be merry.
Same to you, as I don't have to tell you to eat, drink, and be merry, because I know you do that anyway.